March 1st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be assured of my paternal arms around you. I am preparing you for the hour of justice by merit of these messages. Pay attention to my paternal advice. Make the most of the present moment, for I am in it with you. If your hearts are open spiritually, you will see grace at every turn. Then you will know you are part of my remnant faithful. In the world, you are embarking on a new month, one that begins cold but progresses into a warmer, more pleasing temperature. This is not unlike the soul who has led a life of iniquity, but turns to me through a spiritual awakening. His heart may be cold when he finds me, but gradually warms as he grows in the Spirit and ultimately abides in my paternal heart. Within my heart is your every need, your every consolation. Be willing to find my heart through your yes to my divine will. My will is your protection from certain demise. It is your hope for a secure future. My will is always a part of your everyday life. My will helps each soul to search out the truth in every situation and to cling to it. It is my will which exposes evil and leads the remnant into the light. Appease your anxiety and live in the trust that leads you in my will. Have hope in this truth." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 28 through 29, and chapter 3, 1 through 3. "And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born of him. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.